In the nation's capital, federal voting rights legislation is going nowhere fast.
Efforts by Senate Democrats to strengthen voting rights and overhaul the nation's election systems have failed yet again.
While states like Arizona, Texas, and Georgia have been making headlines for their efforts to make it harder to access voting in the name of election security.
Georgia's governor has signed a controversial bill rewriting the state's election rules.
But in Washington state, it's a different story.
I can't control what happens in Georgia.
Democrats like State Senator Rebecca Saldana are pushing for an expansion of voting rights with a particular focus on voters of color.
In Washington state, we lead the way on a lot of issues. And I think this is a place where if we believe in democracy, then we want to make sure that we have the strongest protections to really not water down anyone's vote.
Saldana is the prime sponsor of a bill to expand Washington's 2018 Voting Rights Act. Among other things, it would require certain cities and counties to get permission before doing things like reducing the number of ballot drop boxes. Another bill under consideration takes a page from Oregon. It would make it easier for people to get automatically registered to vote when they get their driver's license. Washington's efforts to expand access to voting stand in stark contrast to what the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University calls a tidal wave of restrictive voting legislation in many other states.
We're at a critical moment for our democracy right now, I would say. We're facing a crisis in many parts of the country.
Sean Morales Doyle is the acting director of the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center. He says the so-called big lie that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump is fueling much of the state-level activity, but that's only part of the story.
It is also true that other parts of the country have seen efforts to expand access to voting. That's fantastic, but unfortunately what it means is that we have these diverging trends in different parts of our country. And your access to democracy depends more and more on where you live in the country.
According to the Brennan Center, Washington is among 25 states that enacted voter expansion laws in 2021. That included a new Washington law that automatically restores the voting rights of people coming out of prison. But even as majority Democrats in the Washington legislature work to make it easier for people to vote, some minority Republicans, like State Representative Brad Klippert, are embracing the Trump narrative.
My belief is there was a lot of fraud associated with the 2020 elections.
Klippert, a Benton County Sheriff's deputy who's currently running for Congress, is the prime sponsor of half a dozen election-related bills. They include measures to end vote by mail and require that ballots be hand-counted.
I strongly believe in voting in person and then hand-counting them with observers there from both sides to make sure that the process is, in fact, truthful and accurate.
There's no evidence of widespread fraud in Washington's vote-by-mail elections, and election professionals say machine counts are more accurate than hand counts. Not all Republicans share Klippert's views. Here's longtime State Senator Judy Warnick of Moses Lake speaking last month.
We've done a lot of research, and I believe the state of Washington has one of the best election systems in the country.
Warnick, though, says she is concerned about eroding public trust and the role of misinformation. Meanwhile, bills like the ones Klippert has introduced are going nowhere in the Washington legislature. Democrats haven't even given them a public hearing. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.